Well, we have our guest on the line. Like I said, it's our 189th program, and we're going to bring him in right now, and we're going to say good morning to Mr. Dan Albrecht. Dan, how are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. How are you doing out there?
Very, very good. And, Dan, we're talking to you. Where are you at home in Delano, or where are you at?
Yep, I'm up just south of Delano here at home. Enjoying the beautiful weather and listening to you guys play some tunes.
All right. And were you born and raised in the Delano area? Where was home for you to begin with?
Home has been here pretty much all my life, except for I spent about a year out in Buffalo, and of course I don't remember that.
Okay.
A little bit too young for that.
Sure. Okay. And Dan, you play some music. You just recently released a CD, and you played all the parts yourself. Tell us how you got started in the music business. What did you start playing, and when? How old were you?
Well, basically, I started playing drums when I was about 4 years old, and I guess you couldn't really call it a drum. My grandmother would give me some wooden sticks and spoons or whatever, and a coffee can, and Dad would play the accordion, and I'd just hammer around on that, and I eventually added on to my set. I went to an extra pot and pan, you know, so I had a little bit more variety to play there, and eventually I got the drum set, and that lasted about a week, and I had a hole poked into that, so I eventually just moved on to other instruments.
Uh-huh. And so you play what, concertina, guitar, drums?
Yep, I play concertina, the drums, the guitar, played some keyboard, harmonica, a little bit of fiddle music too at one time. And
did you take lessons or learn it in school, or how'd you just pick it up on your own? How'd you get started there?
I just picked it up on my own. We went to a lot of local old-time dances in our times right here in Delano, and I watched those guys play, and of course Dad played his accordion, so there was always, you know, music all the time around. And
sure.
Dad always played the button box, and I always liked the concertina, and to this day, Dad, he could never play a concertina, so I pretty much just took that on and accomplished that in my life.
All right, and I see on the picture here, it looks like you've got a star concertina. Is that your first concertina, or did you have something else before that?
No, actually, I started out on a little echo concertina. It was my first one, which I still have, and I got that in 1968. I believe it was 67 or 68, and we bought that from Christy Hengel out in New Ulm.
Okay, yeah. Neat. And then, so from that, then you graduated up to the star, or did you have some other ones in between?
Pretty much I graduated up to the star. I've got some that I picked up along the way, and they needed some repair, so I work in machining, so I'm able to make some parts, and so I did a Pearl Queen and a couple of other ones, a Stradivarius that was neglected, and they all play music again, so. Oh,
there you go. Good. And you also play guitar then, huh?
Yep, I play guitar. I went my bout with the, started out the drums, went to the concertina, and then I figured, getting my teen years, I figured I'd like to do some guitar, so I picked up the guitar and vocals, and played for quite a few bands, you know, doing the lead guitar work and everything, and the rest, I guess, is pretty much history.
Well, there you go. That's great. So do you read music, Dan, or do you play by ear? How do you do?
I play by ear. As far as music, I didn't have no time for it. I'd rather get out there and play.
Okay.
I wasn't going to sit there and look at a bunch of dots on a piece of paper. That's
okay.
Not my deal.
Okay. Well, good for you. So so some of the bands that you played with over the years then, you might mention.
Yeah, I played with a couple of the most popular bands was the Northern Stars out of Winstead.
Okay.
And the Highliners, which are... Some are from Delano, some from the Silver Lake area, Hutch. And so those are the two most popular bands, other than we had a country band called Desert Wind back in the 80s, which was pretty successful also.
Okay, very good. And where'd you do most of your work? Ballrooms, polka fests, clubs? Or
mainly most of our work was, we used to start out, I mean, in the country times and stuff, we played at bars and supper clubs and weddings, and then we brought the concertina back into the show because we could throw out, obviously, a lot more variety there.
Sure.
And those led to pretty much all ballroom jobs at that time, private parties out in pole sheds. I mean, we put together a real good variety of music by adding that concertina in there.
Absolutely. So do you prefer playing by yourself, or did you like playing with other guys, the other members of the band there, being with a bigger group then, or how did things work for you?
Well, I like playing, you know, with a group of people. Basically, what's happened is, I mean, a lot of people, old-time music and stuff out in this area doesn't go, you know, the way it did. People don't go out the way they did either, you know.
Sure.
And, of course, I can't take those big JBL speakers and throw them around anymore like I did when I was 20-some years old. So I decided to just play some tunes once in a while, and that's basically where I come with on the album. I wanted to see if it was possible for me to do all the things.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll talk a little bit about the recording. New recording that just came out, it's Dan Albrecht, Polkas and Waltzes, Just by Myself, meaning you play all the parts. So did you record yourself as well, or did you go someplace to have it done?
No, I went to an actual studio, and we had it done down there. It's kind of a challenge in a way, kind of going into the unknown with it.
Sure. And then you just played one instrument at a time and then recorded that, put that track down, and then played another instrument over the top then? Is that how you did it?
Yep, that's how we did it, which that's where kind of the trick comes in there. I don't even have a drum set, and I kind of come in there blindsided too, where I decide to practice on my Craftsman toolbox out here with a couple of 3/8 drive handles to kind of get a beat, and then we... went in there and we did the concertina and first take on the drum after we did 5 songs, and first take on the drum, I wasn't even close, so we tried it again, and kind of like riding a bike, I grabbed onto it right away and we recorded the drum then on those 5,
uh-huh.
And then we come back and we added, played the guitar with on the last, and then of course everything was combined.
Okay, very good. Well, Dan, if we can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment. We've already reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota, and it's time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back with you and continue the conversation.
Okay, I'll hold tight.
All right. So with greetings from the St. Joe Meat Market, Cy here, the home of fresh meats and award-winning sausages. Yes, it is convention time in the meat industry, and the Minnesota Association of Meat Processors Convention is being held this year, the 16th, 17th, and 18th of March. That's going to happen at the River's Edge Convention Center in St. Cloud, Minnesota. It's a great opportunity for the St. Joe Meat Market to enter some of our great products in the product competition with other meat markets from around the state of Minnesota to see if we can win any awards and how we stack up against the competition. So that makes this a great time for you, the consumer, to stop in at the St. Joe Meat Market. When we enter competition, we don't just make one ring of bologna or one ham for the competition. Many are made, but only one in each category is selected to vie for the Grand Champion Award. The rest are put out for sale. That means that you, the customer, have the chance to purchase some very special products these next couple of weeks. Also, with Lent now in full swing, the St. Joe Meat Market carries an assortment of fish and seafood for your meatless meals. For more great in-store specials, call 320-363-4913, like us on Facebook, or look us up on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com. Thank you from the gang at the St. Joe Meat Market, and Dan for being our guest on the program, and I'm sure you've listened to it already, you know how it works. We put a nice meat package up at the St. Joe Meat Market, and along with Chasm, we forward that to you and hope that you and those around you enjoy it in good health. How's that for you? Are you there, Dan?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So we're going to send you that meat package. Hope that you enjoy it in good health. And how does that work for you?
Oh, that sounds good. Will it be here in about a half hour? Because I'm hungry.
Yeah, not quite that fast. Those post office workers take the weekend off. So we'll get that in the mail for you tomorrow, and you should have it in a day. And,
okay.
You bet. So you got some folks around you there? You got family or anybody around?
Yes, I have my stepson living here, and I have my wife, Karen. She's listening to radio, and she chased me in the bedroom because she says everything's on a delay, you know. And
oh, sure. Absolutely. So,
and, of course, I got to say hi to my sister up there, Sister Kevin and Melinda Ruprecht.
Oh, your sister. That's right. Melinda Ruprecht is your sister. So there's more music in the family, huh?
Oh, yeah, there's more music. And they just released a CD, which she gave to me on Friday. It's entitled Concertina, Melinda, and Friends.
Oh, yes. And we're going to have her coming up here, I think, in April, or was it at the end of March that we've got her scheduled. So we'll be finding out about that one at that time. So have you guys, as you grew up, did you ever do any music together then? Any of the family?
Actually, yes, we did. And we're going to be, we had a live musicians show scheduled for last Friday. And with the snowstorm, which was approaching, the station decided to get someone else because we figured for sure we're going to get hammered with snow. And out in New Prague, 3 miles away is where this cutoff line was, so we canceled our show for nothing.
Oh, yes. Okay. Well, Dan, tell us, who were some of the bands that you enjoyed watching as you grew up and advanced as a musician? Who did you look up to?
Well, actually, I never danced anything. I rather play the music, and I guess I like to listen to the old Whoopi John 78.
Okay. You bet. So that was your foundation. Probably idolize them, and would have been fun, wouldn't it, to sit in with a band like that?
It sure would have, and I actually have some of the collection of Whoopi John. I mean, we're talking probably at about, must be 1917, 1920s. I think it was Decca.
Yep, their early label there. You bet. So, Dan, as you look back, first of all, let me just ask you, what's happening these days? Besides releasing the recording, are you still active playing? Do you do any nursing homes or any gigs or anything? What are you up to these days?
Well, since I've done the recording, it seems like I've been busy doing booking a lot of the radio interviews, doing a little practicing with the sister.
Uh-huh.
I'm getting ready to do some live musicians shows, and basically working my full-time job yet, which I'll be semi-retiring here in the next couple of years, so that'll give me more time to do music, I guess. I'll always be into the music. So.
Absolutely. And where is your daytime job, Dan?
I work up in Buffalo.
Okay. And
I work in a machine shop up
machine
there.
Shop.
So
Okay.
That's been pretty much my whole life career is machining followed. My dad was machining. My grandpa was a blacksmith. So we probably made a few suits of armors in our times. We go back into, we like metal, I guess.
Sure. And now that's a kind of a hazardous job to have, being a concertina player or a guitar picker too. You got to protect those fingers a little bit, huh?
Yeah, I always thought about that, and I guess I always thought, God, if I ever cut off my hand or something, I'd have a hook arm. I'd just play steel guitar or something.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Dan, any special memories over the years that you've been playing? Something that stands out in your mind, good, bad, or otherwise, experiences?
Well, not really. I mean, we played a lot of fun things. I mean, weddings, I think were obviously one of the most fun times that we played. I mean, we played all over from the Playmore down out in Glencoe and, Plato Ballroom, the Town Hall, and local, like the Waverly Hall, the Lakeside Ballroom. So ballrooms, were the best times.
Well, that's good. Wonderful. Well, anything else that you can tell us there about your music and about the recording? Pleased with the way it turned out, or what's your thoughts about it?
Well, my thoughts are it turned out really good, and I've sold lots of discs. I've gotten orders from as far as New York, and I just got some the other day from Wisconsin, so they must be just live streaming it, or they're reading newspaper articles or something on it. And I haven't had no complaints of the disc, so I guess that's one good sign.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to feature that in the upcoming segment here. So with that, we're going to let you run, Dan. We do want to thank you for taking time out to visit with us today. And I tell each and every guest, the good Lord willing, you and I are both here down the road. We'll probably do this thing again sometime.
That sounds real good.
All right. So with that, we're going to let you run. Have a great afternoon, Dan.
You too.
Keep warm. All righty. There he goes, Mr. Dan Albrecht of Delano, Minnesota, our 189th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Takes us to 7 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, 55 degrees here in central Minnesota. Don't go away. We'll have music coming up by Dan Albrecht, Polkas and Waltzes, just myself, coming your way next.